When two California teenagers were kidnapped 2 weeks ago, the girls' names and pictures were broadcast on television to help find them. When police announced the girls had been raped, news agencies were left to decide whether to keep using their names and faces. Commentator John Ridley believes the ultimate decision takes America and journalists into the gutter.
Less than a day after their rescue, one of the kidnapped girls started turning up on local TV, giving what stations claimed were exclusive accounts of her horrible nightmare. Exclusive, apparently, to anyone who showed up at her front door with a video camera. So much for the ethics of protecting a victim's identity, respecting her privacy, and let's not even talk about sensitivity. Excuse me, wasn't this girl just raped? Maybe she wanted to give the interviews, but that doesn't mean supposedly self-respecting journalists had to conduct them or the stations had to air them. Shouldn't the reporters be demonstrating better judgment than an emotionally distressed teen? More frightening, the girl would have needed parental permission to be interviewed. Now, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure the best way to help your child recover from a trauma is not with back-to-back on-camera interviews. If I'm joined in my disgust, it's not by the major morning television news shows. A feeding frenzy erupted among ABC, CBS, and NBC to get the girls exclusive, non-exclusive national interviews. NBC's Today Show landed the two teens, but they also landed in hot water when the booker reportedly bought one of the girls an $80 pair of pants. It's usually an ethical no-no, exchanging gifts for news stories. Usually. The booker said she made the purchase because she felt sorry for the girl, apparently one girl over the other because the other girl got bupkis besides a trip to New York. But we are talking about the network that devotes an entire primetime program to sex crimes. Still, the winner of the Who Needs a Moral Compass Derby is People magazine. That paragon of news journalism thought a softly lit glamour shot cover spread of the teenage victims was just the thing to help sell their exclusive, non-exclusive reporting of the event. A lovely picture wrapped in a scintillating ribbon of vulgarity. There is something to be said for removing the stigma of being a rape victim. What happened to these girls is definitely not their fault, and these days, everyone likes a happy ending. And maybe that's the thing. Post-September 11th, the media is so desperate for heroes, so used to using reality as entertainment, they're willing to turn the survivors of any near tragedy into lead copy. But easy as it is to dump on the media, it's only half of a symbiotic relationship. The media gives the people what the people want to see and read. The shame falls equally to those whose perverted curiosities cannot be satisfied. How many people who watch these shows or buy the magazines because of their content will spend an equal amount of time or money supporting rape counseling or crisis intervention? A fraction of a percent? Meanwhile, every uptick of television ratings, every extra magazine sold, says to reporters and producers that it's okay to go trawling for any story, anywhere, anytime. Ask for tabloid journalism, you get tabloid journalism, at the relatively low price of a new pair of pants. The girls were kidnapped, the girls were raped, the girls were rescued. What more do we need to know about the crime? Nothing.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director. His new novel is A Conversation with the Man.